Why settle for court jesters when you can have three kings? Here are your hosts, Roy, Javari, and Dan. It's the Three Kangs of the Midway Podcast.
Everybody, welcome to the Three Kings of the Midway Podcast, or Kangs, depending on your vernacular. It's a new day, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a minute. It's been a minute. This offseason has been crazy. And I'm actually kind of glad that I ain't participating that much.
Yeah, I was.
But it was nuts.
It was a Civil War, dog. It was a carnival. It was a carnival, for sure. You know, like I said, what's done is done. We don't cry over spilled milk. I admit I was wrong. Caught me by surprise. Everybody say it shouldn't have been a surprise. You know, given the, you know, I told you so's and this and that and the third. I should have known better when he signed Keenan Allen. That was the move. But I didn't know that they had some type of history for damn near a year now. I didn't know that Caleb and Keenan had a history. So, okay, so be it. We move on. And now we support and we ride with Caleb. Facts. It is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It is what it is when it comes to that. You know, you think about this situation and, you know, you got all these people that are, you know, oh, I told you so, I told you so.
Gatekeepers.
And it's like, bro, it's, you know, to me, it's like, you know, we deal and we circulate in this sports hemisphere where it's all opinion based.
Everything
you say is opinion based. We talk every, you know, every week on the podcast, or we hop on Twitter and say this, that, and the third. I put some tweets out yesterday about the draft. You know what I mean? I could be wrong about some of it. I could be right. That's just the way it is. I don't understand the whole.
That's the game.
You know, y'all was wrong. You was wrong. Blah blah blah. And then you got these people that are like trolling, and I know what they're doing. They're trying to get people to hate Caleb Williams.
That's not
so that you will bash him. So that people will bash him, and then they can go on further saying, "I told you so. I told you so." If he turns out to be a stud.
But see,
which is not hard in Chicago because we haven't had anything close
to what we have now.
A franchise quarterback, right?
And that is absolutely true.
You know, it's easy to surpass what Chicago has put out there, and they'll be like, "I told you so, I told you so, I told you so," and it's like you're trying to get me to hate Caleb. You're not going to get me to hate Caleb. I never said nothing bad about him. You know what I mean? All I did was read a scouting report. You know. And I said that he was slower, smaller, and weaker than Justin Fields, which is the truth. I mean, I never said anything wrong. Like, and I would rather have the bigger, stronger, faster guy on my team.
More stronger.
That's
arm.
Just my personal opinion, you know. So
and it's all you know, subjective. It's that's the same what people thing don't with understand.
Wide receivers.
Yeah.
Wide receivers. There's people that love little, small wide receivers. I hate them. I can't stand them. You all know that. You know what I'm saying? I don't like small,
so you
tiny.
Definitely a Romo Dunze of my league neighbors.
Exactly. It's
and Xavier Leggett.
Especially guys that are slower and slow. I mean, they're slow and small.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
You know, the thing is, you know, and when people say, oh, well, you know, when they say the Caleb bashers, well, I wasn't bashing Caleb. The thing that I was doing was talking about Caleb's numbers, and I'm like, okay, the same thing that you hypocrites out here are ridiculing Justin Fields for, Caleb is victim of the same shit. So it was like, where are we going with this? Well, he fumbles too much. Okay, well, Caleb fumbles too. Oh, he does this. Okay, well, he holds the ball too long. Okay, Caleb does too. Look at his numbers in college. Okay, look at Justin Fields' numbers in college. The thing is that I was defending our quarterback until he wasn't our quarterback anymore.
Right.
I don't understand what's so fucking hard about that. Like,
What? That makes you an actual real fan.
Exactly.
When what's a real fan is that this, you support your team.
Exactly.
And then when your team goes in another direction, you say, I still support my team.
Exactly. No matter if I agree with the fucking move or not. That's what goes right. down here. You know what I'm saying? This is what it is. You know, do I support the move? I didn't. You know what I'm saying? I didn't support it. I was actually quite pissed. I needed some time. But, you know, hey, if that's the move that we're going in, fuck it. I ride with it. Because, again, players come and go. But, you know, the Bears are the Bears. And I'm a forever ride with the Bears. I supported these bastards when they had nasty-ass Henry Burris at quarterback, okay? The dark years where we had Cade McCown at quarterback.
Oh, boy.
Okay? The dark years. All right? So this is Shane something
Matthews,
that
bro,
Shane like, Matthews and oh, my God, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Jason Campbell.
Walsh. You know what I'm saying?
Jason
All Walsh. These nasty-ass quarterbacks, bro. So, you know, the thing is that I'm excited for what Caleb could possibly bring because, again, he is electrifying when he is on the field. You know, now can he bring, I don't know what he's going to bring. Same with the interview with Jalen Johnson when Jalen Johnson was talking with Kay Adams. And he said, man, you can't come out here with that Hollywood attitude. You're going to have to earn it.
You got people mad at him for saying that.
Fuck him. I mean, shit, because he's telling the truth.
He's a defender anyway.
Right.
They always turbid the offense.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean?
But see, this is the thing.
They've been talking shit in the offseason last time.
What people got to understand is that he is the leader of this franchise. Now, okay? He's the leader of this franchise. Whether people want to understand that, believe it, you know, write it down, take a picture, we don't give a fuck. He's the leader. That's what it is. And one of the leaders on that defense, if not the leader. His contract will say so. All right? Bottom line, whether he wanted to or not. You know, and now...
Yeah, big money.
Absolutely. You know? So, it is what it is. You got to pay big money. What comes with big money is big responsibilities. Right?
Sweat is a leader over there.
Absolutely.
Too,
yes.
Yeah, Montez, Tremaine.
He mentioned those guys in that interview. He's like, you know,
Tremaine
and Edwards and Sweat. You know what I mean? We're not going to let somebody just come in here and it's all Hollywood. Like,
absolutely.
Like, yeah, what you did in college is great.
And like
but
he
you
said,
still got to come in here and you got to earn your key.
And like he said, we're going to talk trash
Justin.
And we're going to see how you respond.
They love Justin.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know what?
So you got big shoes to fill.
Absolutely.
Yeah, people, they mad at him. They mad at Cole Kmet for saying something. Cole Kmet said he was a little upsetting. I mean, you play and you hear guys speak about it and it's like, my brother's on the team. That's real.
That's a fact.
That's how they view each other. You know what I mean? You know. You look at Jalen Smith. Yesterday, he posted a tweet on Twitter where he's talking about Vander Esch. They came in at the same time with the Cowboys. He still considers him a brother.
Right.
They played four years together or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
They played 4 years together, and he's like, you're my brother for life. You know what I mean? So that's the way guys look at this thing. They go into the battlefield. And you battling with your brothers out there. So, you know, of course you're going to have a couple of people that's a little bit upset about it or whatever, but they'll get over it. You know what I mean? Just the same way the fans will.
Absolutely. Same way I did.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to get over it.
Yeah.
You can't sit here and cry over this shit. You know, treat it as a business. But I do want people to understand that as we move forward here, the moves that Ryan Poles are making, some of those vets in that locker room is looking at it like, okay, so that's how we're going to approach it then. And it is what it is. At the end of the day, it's a business. So, fans and fans of the podcast, I want you to keep that in mind when it comes up for DJ Moore to renegotiate. All right? It's a business. You showed me it was a business at the end of the day. You showed me it was a business. You showed me what it is, right? Because, again, I'm supposed to be your number one wide receiver. And I hate to say this, but this is what it was. I'm supposed to be your number one receiver, and I've been on record telling you this is my guy, and he's better than anybody else that's coming out in college, and you say, fuck me, and get rid of him. But then you go and get Keenan Allen, and Keenan Allen's guy is Caleb. That's what it is. That's just what it is at the end of the day. So, I mean, you curve it, and you can curve it and curve it any type of motherfucking way, but again... With Justin being here, who would have got the majority of the targets? DJ, right? So now with Caleb here, who's going to get the majority of the targets? And like you said, Dan, in a contract year.
in a contract year, he gonna help his boy out.
You know motherfucking I mean? Right. I mean, that's just the logistics of the game, folks. This is what it is. So again, DJ has 2 years. He has this season and next season, and then you know he's going into this season. Usually, most guys that are coming up on the last 2 years of their deal, they're looking for a contract.
Mm-hmm.
Who you paying? Mm-hmm. Because right now, as it stands right now, we have a 1 year rental on Keenan Allen. A 1 year rental, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if and who he's you 32, paying?
So
and he's 32. So who you paying?
Yeah, you got to pay DJ. This is my take on that situation.
25. You got to pay him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you did. But this is a point that I know Dan likes to hate little wide receivers, and right, and we talked about if you want a 4,000 yard passer in the NFL, you got to have bona fide dogs on the outside. This is what sucks about Justin, right? Not to bring him up, but he didn't have this. You know, we thought Chase Claypool was going to be something. Chase Claypool wanted he wanted to be a model, right? He wanted to be a model. He wanted to be on GQ. You know, he don't care about football.
Mapletron.
So, Mapletron, right? He made his little money. He's cool. He want to be a fashionista. So if you want a 4,000-yard passer, man, you got to have bona fide receivers. So now you got two legit 1,000-yard receivers, and you got two legit tight ends. We'll see if they draft another wide receiver. They might draft another wide receiver. You need all those weapons to get to that 4,000-yard pass. You got to have people that get open, bro.
Yes, sir.
Other than DJ Moore, people are like, oh, they built around. No, DJ Moore was like the only person that got consistently open. And Cole Kmet, because he's a tight end, you know, he's a mismatch. Right. That's how, and you need this. And it's if you're gonna draft a rookie quarterback, this is what the Bears are doing this year, is what you really need to do. Right? Because we've seen Mitch Trubisky get drafted into horrible situations. We've seen Justin Fields get drafted in horrible situations. We've seen Jay Cutler get traded into horrible situations. We had no line, no wide receivers, and you were like, hey, just go make it happen. You the quarterback. You the offense, right? And so for the first time, I got a little bit more faith. They drafted a couple tackles, right? Braxton Jones and Darnell Wright, and we got Tevin Jenkins. They signed Nate Davis. They signed a center. It's like, okay, you might be able to do something in Chicago, right? That's like to flip it and try to be like, you know, somewhat optimistic about it. We might be able to do something. Shane Waldron in here. We'll see what he can cook up. He should be better than Luke Getsy, the great Getsy. And see what we can do, man. You know, it sucks to see your boy shipped out of town. You know, we believe in him, and he showed the flashes. I've been called stupid and idiot by all my non-Bear fans. Friends in California that are Rams fans that are, you know, they're like, what the hell is wrong with y'all, dude? Where y'all, what the, you know, the Raiders fans, like, what the hell is wrong with you guys, bro?
Yeah.
You guys just can't keep a quarterback, you know?
Yeah.
And it is what it is, man. So we'll see how it works out, man. I hope for the best. I'm not really
impatient, man. His impatience and the ability to reset the quarterback clock contract wise was too enticing. You know, I'm gonna say one thing about the whole Justin Fields being let go thing, and I'm probably gonna leave it alone after that. But there's actually not one thing. It's actually two things. Two things that really bothered me about the whole situation is that you said you were gonna do right by Justin. You were gonna do right by Justin. Justin's never been able to operate with a fully loaded deck. Not one time. Never.
Mm-hmm.
Never. He's never had it. You know, yeah, Allen Robinson in a year that Allen Robinson was acting like a baby and hasn't been Allen Robinson since.
Where are they now?
I don't think he's got a contract yet, does he?
He's a free agent.
You know, I'm not. I hope he gets paid. I hope he gets something. You know what I mean? And if he still wants to play football, I think I seen him on NFL Network the other day doing something at the combine. But
where are they now?
You know, he's never worked on, you know, worked with a fully loaded deck, and I think that's unfair. That's a disservice to his career, number one. And to me, if it was me, a lot of people said you can't do this, and I thought about it. And I'm like, yeah, you shouldn't do it because it would create too much of a controversy in the locker room, possibly. And so you know, yeah, but. You could have kept him. You could have kept him, drafted Caleb Williams, let him get six games under his belt where he puts up some decent numbers, and then trade him to somebody that's, you know, their quarterback goes down or whatever the case. And you know, that would be, to me, doing him right instead of sending him now at the low point of his career, basically. When what you have to go on is tape of him working with a shoddy offensive line for 2 years, with no wide receivers other than DJ Moore for 1 year. You know what I mean? And I'm not giving him all the excuses in the world, because he has to get better at his game as well. But I mean, to me, that's just, I don't see how this was doing right by Justin. I don't see it, but it is what it is, man. It's that's the way the chips fall. That's the way it happened. I thought he had the potential to be much better, and I would have loved to see him in this type of offense with a DeAndre Swift, with a Keenan Allen, with DJ Moore, Cole Kmet,
Everett, you know, at tight end. That's going to be a game changer right there. That's a game changer.
You know, with all those weapons on the football field, is great. Now, on the other hand, Caleb is walking into a situation, and a lot of people are saying it.
It's the best
situation that
a number one is ever going to be put in.
Number one has gone into. Yeah.
Stacked deck.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, the expectations are going to be high because people placed him up there.
Yeah.
You know, people said he's better than Justin now. If he was on the team right now, we would have made the playoffs. We would have had 10 wins. And the Bears were very close to having 10 wins this year if it wasn't for the three games that they gave away in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You know? So, and some of that was Justin. Some of that was on Justin. So, you know, he's walking into this, you know, with a great, you know, he's walking in like Joe Burrow did. He's walking in like Herbert did. He's walking in like those guys. And the fact that he has weapons. He's not walking in like Michael Vick or Justin Fields or, you know, Jalen Hurts when he was first there. You know, even though they did right by Jalen Hurts because they waited.
And they stuck with him.
Patient enough. Yeah, they were patient enough to stick with him, get, you know, guys that could help him out, and it's turned around for him. So, you know, we'll see what happens with Caleb, man. We'll see. I'm a fan of his. You know, I hope he does well. I'm going to root for him, so.
Chicago Red, baby. That's the name that I dubbed him, Chicago Red. Now, those who remember the original Chicago Red, that was Red Fox, and they called Malcolm X Detroit Red, right? So that's why I'm dubbing Caleb Williams Chicago Red, due to the fact that Red Fox had all the swagger, talked shit, and he backed it up, too. You see what I'm saying? Kicked ass along the way. And I see the same thing in Caleb Williams, so I'm going to dub him Chicago Red. Far as going into the season, my expectations for Caleb, I mean, you know, everybody's putting playoffs on him. I say scale it back a little bit because it's going to be a learning curve at some point, but we should win at least, I'm saying at least 10 games. But we had this conversation, fellas, before we hopped on here. If they do not make the playoffs this year, I promise you, Matt Eberflus will be fired. He will be fired because, again, polls has shown at the end of the day that I'm going to preserve myself before I look to preserve anybody else. And that's just the game. And that's just the way it is, because he sacrificed Justin. He sacrificed him because he could have stayed with him. He sacrificed Justin. Now the next move is to sacrifice Eberflus if they don't get to where they need to be at the end of the day.
That's the only move, because Eberflus fired his whole staff, right?
Yes.
So if you fire your staff, you know, your defensive coordinator's gone, well, that was in season due to, we still don't know what he was going into. On there. I don't know.
Right.
Dude was on the internet looking at something. I don't know.
Couldn't stay off the Pornhub, man.
Yeah, you know.
At work. Damn, dog. He was on the Surface Pro.
Damn.
You know what I mean? He's supposed to be looking up plays on the
Surface. Trying to close out tabs.
And videos popping up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's the killer part.
Why you got a virus on your Surface Pro, bro? You got viruses on the Surface Pro. Meet horny stepmom.
That's crazy.
You know, you got that situation. So he fired his whole staff. He's the only guy. He's the fall guy now. He's next in line. But if that happens, and I hope it doesn't happen, because I don't want to see another regime come in, another coach, another head coach, another coordinator, and then Caleb is doing the same thing that Justin was doing, learning different systems and all of that nonsense. You got to have some continuity. You got to have some, you know, some patience with learning, the learning curve that's going to be there and everything that else. And we preached it before. I talked about it before, like, with Justin, temper expectations, people. Don't place these lofty standards on the kid, and when it doesn't happen the way you want it to happen, now everybody's gonna be pissed off. And that's exactly what happened with Justin. I think that's what will happen with Caleb if it doesn't work out. And I hope that doesn't happen, because you don't wanna see, I don't wanna see rinse and repeat, man. Right. I don't wanna see the same thing happen again.
The same people, bro, that built him up.
We'll tear him down. Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yep. Absolutely. I got it. We got to give you that one. That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Because we saw it with Justin.
Yeah.
The same people that were like, come on, Justin Fields, you the man. He going to do this. Halfway through the season, dude, they like, get this chump out of here. I was like, whoa, where this coming from, bro?
Yeah, exactly. first loss people, to the Packers.
It was people. I know people that were saying he deserves no blame. Because he didn't have in 2021, he was with Nagy. 2022, he set all kind of rushing records, and it was running for his life. He deserves no blame. And you get to year three, four games in, I'm done with him. I hate him.
It was the first game, man. We lost to the Packers. It was the first game.
Wait a second. Yeah, the first game. Like, wait a second, man. How did you change? How did he deserve no blame? How'd you go from that to I can't stand him and dreaming about Caleb Williams at night in October?
Crazy, isn't it? It's an evil world we living in.
Yeah. It happened quick too. They flipped the script quick, bro.
Oh yeah,
real quick.
It's an evil world we living in.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, I mean, people got so hyped and wanted to. It became this thing where they were tearing Justin down to build Caleb up, and then they made Caleb out to be this like folk hero, and you just hold up, what CJ did, what CJ did was rare. You can't put that on every rookie quarterback. It's not fair. But Caleb, he processes better. Justin Fields can be staring open wide receivers. As soon as I start watching breakdowns of Caleb Williams, bro, he's doing some of the same things. Guys are wide open, and he'll go and make a spectacular play, and you will overlook the fact that he didn't throw the ball on time on schedule. And that's not a knock, but that's just pointing out this is a reality. So you're going to see some of that. So I think, who was it? Was it Herb Howell? He was like, no, it was Lawrence Holmes. He was like, have that same energy, bro, with y'all screenshots, with y'all steals, with y'all all 22 that you have for Justin, have it for Caleb. You got to be just as critical if you want to be impartial. And if you're not doing that, then you're not impartial. You have to hold him accountable. Yeah.
You got people walking it back already.
If
I'm saying be patient, I'm preaching the same thing I was preaching 3 years ago. When you're saying be patient, hold on, pump the brakes. You wasn't patient before. Why you want to be patient now? Because you got your guy in there. Because you feel like
it's real now.
You see what I'm saying? And I believe in be patient. There's gonna be learning curves here. You know what I mean? He's still a rookie. There are going to be things that they throw at him that he has never seen before, right? So you got to be patient with him. I say that, but I don't want to hear nobody else saying that. I just want to hear the people that were saying that 3 years ago saying that. If you said that 3 years ago, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to hear no nonsense from these people who weren't patient with Justin Fields. Because let's not get it twisted. Justin got 3 years. Mitch got four.
Yeah, that's what made it even more fucked up. I mean, it is what it is.
That's true. So
again, like I said, if they don't make the playoffs, Flus is gone. He's out the door. I'll tell you that now. He's out the door. And it is what it is, you know? So, hey, so be it. But I do expect, I expect them to make the playoffs. At the end of the day,
I do too.
I'm scaling back expectations. I'm scaling back expectations, but I'm expecting at least 10 wins. You're telling me he's better. Then I want to see better.
Yeah,
but I also know it's going to be a learning curve.
Now, that's what I heard. He's better now. He processes better. His footwork's better. His release is quicker. All of those things would give credit to them being a 10-win team, because quite frankly, we could have had 10 wins this year. And if they did have 10 wins, I wonder how hard it would have been to move on from Justin at that point. If you did have 10
wins. Oh, yeah.
They had to find a way.
Man, that would have been crazy, right? But it would have been, that would have been interesting. But yeah, I think 10 wins is, you know, without seeing the schedule and what it looks like, with the pieces that you added, with this guy being who everybody says he is, generational talent. I'm not saying he's generational.
Air quotes.
But that's what
generational.
Everybody's telling me.
Yeah.
So yeah. While you're taking victory laps, all these people that are taking victory laps saying, oh, I told you so. We getting Caleb. Okay, if he's generational like you said he was, then playoffs should happen.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, if April 20th, what is it, the 24th, 28th, when the fuck is the draft? The 25th, something like that. Yeah. That day comes around, and Roger Goodell walks his ass up there, and he says, with the first pick, the Chicago Bears select, and it's anybody other than Caleb Williams, they are going to burn Hallis Hall to the fucking ground. I promise you. How many, if that shit happens, oh my God. Literally. I know I better not hear fucking Drake May or I'm going to prison. I'm telling you right now. I better not hear that goddamn name.
Go directly to jail.
I'm going to prison. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Cause I will literally drive to fucking Lake Forest myself and physically assault Ryan Poles. I'm not bullshitting, bro. I'm not doing this no more. All right. You've gotten rid of my guy, right? You've gotten rid of Justin. You can't bring anybody else in here other than Caleb, in my opinion.
No.
You can't. No. You just can't do it. Nobody is going to stomach that, okay? No fucking way in hell.
I think I said it one time, and I think you said it before, too. Yeah, I think you tweeted, like, last week when the trade went down. What if we come away with no Justin, God, no Caleb, and no Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Oh my God.
Bro, I can't even imagine, dude. That's worse than the Mitch Trubisky thing. That's worse than passing on Watson and Mahomes, bro.
Oh,
you might as well just go fire yourself right now, bro. I'm Virginia McCaskey. I'm just firing his ass right there. I'm like, all you motherfuckers fired.
Everybody.
All y'all. My son, everybody.
George, everybody.
Everybody, dude. Everybody's fired.
Oh my God. That'll be the ultimate Chicago Bears thing to do. Oh, well, we were really high on this guy.
Can you imagine that? We're gonna trade down with the first pick. The Bears trade down, right? They trade down with somebody, and then we turn around and draft JJ McCarthy because he's from the area, and then
the Bears draft a local kid. Putting on his hat.
My God,
this is an awesome day.
Even though
we kept it on the low, they didn't want to tell anyone.
I actually like JJ McCarthy a little bit though.
I don't. I seen this motherfucker here, dog.
Yeah, but in Michigan, bro, he was running an offense that was strictly based on the run game. It was Blake Corum or bust.
It was to hide his inefficiencies. Have y'all seen that Alabama game?
Well, he hit him good because he connected on 72% of his passes this year.
Yeah, a bunch of drags by what's my man, the little wide receiver. A bunch of drags by him, you know what I'm saying? He got an All-American tight end, too, you know what I'm saying, that put in work. But, bro, if you put if the game was ever decided on J.J. McCarthy, oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's why Michigan won with power football, bro. Run the fucking football. Run the football, and then we'll give you a couple layup passes with our wide receivers that could turn this shit into big, big, big gains afterwards to make your numbers look good.
But do y'all think that was because of JJ, or was that because that's Harbaugh's game plan? Harbaugh, think about it. With Frank Gore, that's what he did in San Francisco. With Christian McCaffrey out there in Stanford, that's what he did. I mean, he runs the ball, bro.
And that's very true.
He does.
That's very true.
Yeah, he does.
You know, but
nothing,
I mean,
nothing,
when he had
nothing
Andrew Luck,
special
though,
with
he let
me.
Luck shine.
Yeah.
He let Luck shine when he was in Stanford.
Yeah, Luck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. I just don't see it. Like, I don't see it.
I agree.
I'm
not even a Drake May fan. Yeah, I'm not even a Drake May fan, but I see more of it from him than him. Like, yeah. I just don't see it. I don't see anything where I'm like,
I don't know what the fuck the hype is for Drake May, bro. I just don't see me it. And this ain't got nothing to do with him being in North Carolina. I just don't fucking see it. I think that's gonna be one of them motherfuckers that they hyped up only for him to get to the NFL and be let down. Because bro, he's not that guy.
He's prototype though. You know what I mean?
Of course.
6'4".
Yeah, that's why they love him.
225 pounds, that's why they love him. He's a big kid. You know, he can stand in the pocket like a statue if they want him to.
Trubisky.
So he's gonna get some play just because of that.
Trubisky.
Yeah, that's what it is, dude. I don't really see it. No, the Bears can't walk away. I think they got the number one draft pick. Caleb Camp know they got the number one draft pick. That's why he's doing all this shit. He already know what he's doing. I'm pretty sure. If you got the number one pick, they can tell you, hey, we drafting you. Can't nobody else take you.
Yeah, he's gone.
You know what I mean? Like, he's gone. It's a dog and pony show at that point. It's like,
so here's the question then. What do y'all think the Bears do with the number nine pick then?
Ooh, that's the one.
That's the one.
That's the debate.
Yeah, you're gonna have to either get a weapon, another weapon for Caleb, or you're gonna have to go edge. I don't see no other way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see no other way. You know what I'm saying? Now if they trade the pick, and then you got a second round pick, Chop Robinson might be there in the second round, or you can get him later in the first. I don't know, you know, if Xavier Leggett will be there later, but that's why I told everybody set your sights on Xavier Leggett, because he may be the motherfucker they bring in, seriously and realistically. You know, Marvin Harrison Jr. ain't going to be there. You know, Neighbors and Odunze ain't going to be there. Unless we, taking these brothers.
Odunze might be there at 9. He might be there at 9.
You know what, though? The thing is that's a strong might, yeah. Because, again, look at who's left in the draft if we go to draft order, right? I don't know if one of y'all can pull up that draft order. But I do know that the Arizona Cardinals are at number 4. They're taking Marvin Harrison Jr. At number 5 is going to be wide receiver. That's going to be either Neighbors or Odunze with the Chargers, right? Number 6, the Giants. They may go quarterback, right? But number 7 is who? If I'm not mistaken.
Tennessee.
They need a wide receiver.
No, you think they're going to go wide receiver? No, I don't think so.
They need one.
Ooh, they might, because they got Will Levis.
They just drafted old boy.
Yeah, they just got my man over there from the damn Jaguars, but they still need a number 2.
No, Calvin.
Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, they got Calvin Ridley, but they also drafted, what's his name?
I know who you're talking about, last year.
The big boy.
Yeah.
Big strong kid, man. Dang, that's why they got rid of A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
I know you're talking about Burks.
Yeah, Burks.
Yeah,
Burks.
Yeah, yeah.
Trey Burks. Alec Burks or something like that. Yeah. So. And then who has number 8?
They might not know. They don't.
So who has number 8?
Falcons.
Oh, they not taking Falcons. Another weapon. They not taking another weapon. So
9 is sitting there.
Odunze, they will probably draft a tackle.
Yeah, Odunze may be sitting there.
Odunze may be sitting there.
And then, of course, you can get chopped. We don't have a second round pick, though.
Right.
No.
We legit don't have a second round pick. So what are you going to do? What are you going to package to jump up back into the second round and get Chop Robinson or, you know what I'm saying, an edge, some type of edge? That's why I see them. They could possibly trade back, gain a late first and a second for that number 9.
Well, I'm looking at Minnesota.
Minnesota. Right? That's why I'm looking at too, because they got to come up and get a quarterback.
They want a quarterback, right? And so say Jaden Daniels is there, or Drake May, or J.J. McCarthy,
JJ.
Or whatever,
mm-hmm.
right? J.J.
J.J., no!
I'm not J.J.
You want to see J.J. twice a year?
Oh, man.
Hell yeah.
Right.
Sign me up.
Right.
Sign me up, bro.
Sign me up for that.
That's a fact.
But, you know, they may be able to, they may want to do that, and they have a number 11 pick, and they also have a number 23.
Mm.
So do they package those up and try to move up? You know, a lot of people saying,
yeah,
well,
they had 11. Ooh, that's on that.
Spots. But I'm like, yeah, 2 spots. People do crazy stuff when you figure how far are those quarterbacks going to slip? Are they going to slip? Yeah. Are they going to slip more? You see what I'm saying? So that's all you got to do is say we're entertaining it, and you know, they may want to move up. Now, if they're able to do that, I believe that we can go ahead and get, I would say, an edge And I would wait, because to me, it's Marvin Harrison and everybody else. I like Rome Odunze. I like Neighbors. Neighbors is a little small for me. I like Odunze because he's 6'3". But it's Marvin Harrison Jr. and everybody else to me at wide receiver. But everybody else is still very, very good, right? Mm-hmm. So I could see them taking, I would go Mitchell. I would go Adonai Mitchell, if they was able to pull that type of trade off. If they was able to pull that type of trade off and get the 11 and 23 pick, I would go defensive end
for
at
number
11.
For
number 9, mm-hmm. I would go defensive end at 11, and then I would turn around and get Adonai Mitchell at 23, because I think he goes between 22 to 30, somewhere in there.
Well, you still at 9, you still might have Dallas Turner and Latu.
Yeah,
they might be there.
That's who my edge will be. Dallas Turner will be my first.
Yeah, you probably be those three guys. Verse might be there. Chop, yeah, you gonna have probably two or three edge rushers staring you in the face.
Yeah,
and if you get now your defense might be top 10. If you got Sweat, another rookie edge, you got Dexter in the middle, Billings, those linebackers. We got a ton of corners. Your defense is that's a top 10 defense. They ain't gonna be Caleb ain't gonna have to go out there and score 40 points a game. It's gonna be we holding people to 18. All you gotta do is score 21.
You still gotta find him another weapon.
And here's the thing.
Yeah, you do.
You gotta think about this. When the Bears own the number one pick and the number 9 pick. I understand the idea of let's get a wide receiver for him and things like that. And I'm cool with that because I think they need it. But I would go offense and I would go defense. And I would bring an offensive player in Caleb, and I would definitely bring a defensive player. Because you just need – to me, I just feel like you need you got to have somebody opposite Sweat, because it takes a little bit of pressure off of him.
Yeah,
and that kid will be able to eat. He'll start his career out with a vet on the other end that's dope, and he'll be able to eat as well.
Yeah.
So, I just need that.
Like I said, with that number 9 pick, I'm looking to do business with the Minnesota Vikings. Get 11 and what is it? Pick 11 and pick 24.
23, I think it is.
Okay, so you got pick 11 and pick 23. I'd be like, look, okay, I'll give you this number 9 for pick 11 and pick 23. Mm-hmm. How bad you want your quarterback?
That's it.
How bad you want your quarterback? Because again, I don't know who's going to be here at number 11. I got Denver.
Got no quarterback right now.
I got Denver. They got Sam Darnold.
Darnold.
I'd be like, look, I got Denver on the line. They want number 9. You know what you want me to tell them? Because I mean, shit, if you giving up the draws, I'll go ahead and tell him, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, I'm tapping some ass over here right now, you know what I'm saying? And it's pretty good. So they're going to give me 11 and 23 for number 9. They can have it.
Yeah.
You know, unless
And it's not far-fetched, bro, because
it's reality. It's
the truth. Look what Chicago did to move up to get Justin.
Yeah. Look what they gave up to get Mitch Trubisky.
Gave away a first-round pick and then the first-round pick the following year.
And that's what it is on draft night. How bad you want your guy? How bad you want your guy?
That's another thing. I meant to mention that earlier. Just real quick, I'm gonna go back real quick. I'm sorry, fellas. But that's another thing I was thinking about. I believe Pohl should have hang on to Justin for a little bit longer.
At least till draft
Even
night.
Even if he was going to trade him, at least till draft night. Y'all remember when Arizona drafted Kyler
Murray and got rid of
they traded Josh Rosen. Mm-hmm. They got a second round and a fifth round pick for that on draft night because teams were desperate on draft night.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I think he should.
Yeah, if you miss out on your guess what?
More than a sixth round pick.
Yeah, but I do think this only thing I think they did is I think Justin wanted to go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think he did.
He wanted to play for Mike Tomlin, and they just kind of hooked him up. They took less. They kind of made that report like, hey, we had better offers, but we sent them to where he wanted to go. Because I think Justin know he can beat out Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson was a good, great player, but he's on the downside of his career. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I think he can beat him up. You know who they could get in the third round? I mean, you don't like him because he's little, but he played with Caleb in USC. Is Taj Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be there in the third round.
As a slot.
Because you looking like a slot gadget guy. he ain't a big guy, so I can see them doing some shit like that to appease, you know.
And you can bring in a veteran. Brendan Rice before him.
You can tell. I don't know where he ranked that. Yeah, definitely. He might be available in the third round.
Brendan Rice is going to be a solid pro. He is going to be a solid pro.
Yeah.
And this seemed like his yards per reception was fucking insane.
Yeah.
His yards per reception was insane, and it seemed like every time he caught the damn football, it was a touchdown.
Yeah, it was 17.6. Yeah, 17.6. Yeah, I can see. You're actually right. I can see him going. He'll be there in the third round. Bears picking him in the third round.
I wouldn't mind taking him. I said that yesterday, too.
Yeah.
So you talking about the number three wide receiver, because the two dogs, bro, they going to eat. Keenan Allen, DJ Moore are going to eat. Like, whoever's number three, bro, you ain't going to put up big numbers. You might have 30 catches.
Right.
between Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, Gerald Everett, and DJ and Swift coming out the backfield, bro, you can catch a lot of balls. There's too many weapons. There's only so many balls.
A young wide receiver is because I know Keenan Allen is in the last year of his contract. Yeah. Right? So if he doesn't stay, okay, you can sit back and you can learn from this kid. You can understand how Keenan Allen goes about his business, learn professionalism, all of that type of stuff. You got two great examples of wide receivers in front of you. So you'd be able to step into that role when Keenan Allen walks away. Or if
I got a question. I got a question, fellas.
Go ahead.
You on the board, number 9. Rome is on the board. Dallas Turner is on the board. And who else y'all like? And somebody that we didn't expect to be there. Joe Alt, left tackle. I don't know. You don't really need a tackle, but you got three blue chippers. Who you picking?
I know where
like
I'm going.
Like all three of them. Wide receiver.
Where are you going to?
I know where I'm going.
Where are you going?
I know where you're going.
I'm going Rahma Dunze.
He's a wide receiver. I noticed that.
I'm gonna tell you. Look, y'all say it's a big drop off between Rome and Marvin Harrison. I don't. I think they equally good. The same. Because when Rahma Dunze was going against Michigan in the national championship, anytime I seen the ball going to him, I held my fucking breath. Because dog is sweet, man. Dog is unreal. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just the fact that my man was under so much pressure that D line was getting in his ass. He couldn't get him the ball the way he wanted to get him the ball. But if he had time, it was gonna be trouble. And Harbaugh knew that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't afford to let this motherfucker get comfortable back here in this pocket. I need to keep sending people on his ass. And if people don't notice, Michigan rotates their D lineman every two plays. Yeah. Every two plays is fresh bodies coming in, and it's fresh dogs. Body. It's fresh bodies, and not only is it fresh bodies, but they dogs. They are dogs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Perfect example, though. If we can get in the later rounds, people are looking for another edge rusher. Braden McGregor. In the later rounds. Braden McGregor out of Michigan, number 17. I know him personally, but I'm not just saying this because I know him. But Braden is a dog, bro. He is a dog at Michigan. Number 17, a edge rusher. The boy is 6'5", runs a 4.8 40. It is a freak of nature. He is a freak of nature. The thing is that he's everything that Aiden Hutchinson was. It's just the fact that he didn't get the opportunities that Aiden got, and he split his time because Michigan has so many blue chip recruits coming in at that time. Aiden Hutchinson, when he was doing his thing, you people got to understand that Michigan was coming out of the dumps at that time. Okay? So they didn't have a plethora of D linemen to be switching in and out, and Aiden got his chance to shine and to really showcase his skills. Braden did good with what Braden had, but again, in the later rounds, I say from rounds 4, 3, 4 on, I like Braden McGregor as an edge if we can get our hands on him and get him drafted. That's all I'm going to say. But Rahma Dunze, I would go at number 9 just because the fact, if you're not planning to re-up Keenan Allen, and I think I wouldn't be shocked this summer that if, you know what I'm saying, they did a restructured deal and got Keenan on a 2-year deal, tops, I would do 2. I wouldn't go past 2. But Keenan Allen also is at the end of his career. He had his best career as a pro. He's not looking to do any type of handshake deals or any breaks. He's looking to get paid. At the end of the day, this is probably going to be his last contract before he retired. So, you know, the fact that he's often injured, the fact that you also got to take that into consideration and look at what's going on here of the numbers. If you do the numbers, again, he, like I said, he's coming off his all-pro year. And, you know, Jim Harbaugh came in to Los Angeles and looked at it and was like, bro, I don't give a fuck. I'm not paying you. So we'll trade you.
Well, Jim Harbaugh is doing that with Aaron. He's got rid of everybody.
He's like, yeah.
There, Mike Williams.
Yeah. Garrett, he like, goodbye. Here, all y'all gone.
Everett.
Yep.
He like, yeah. Eckler. He like, all y'all, get the fuck out. I'm bringing in my own people. And we going to do this the way I know how to do this. Like, well, okay. Yep. So be it. So be it. So be it.
If,
so
if I'm sitting there and those guys, them blue chips are there, I'm going Dallas Turner.
All right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
D lineman right here. We got the wide receiver versus D lineman right here.
Yeah. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
You already know.
Ain't I'm going Dallas Turner.
I think I, you know, it's too much to pass up, man. That dude is 6'4", 6'5". He runs a 4.4 40. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
He about to be a beast. He about to be good out there.
Dog from UCLA, a monster too, though. I can't even.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He's probably going to be on the board, too. You probably gonna have a couple edge rushes.
Dog from UCLA. I just see it in him. I'm like, I was watching him do his drills and how he was coming. I was like, ooh, his footwork is nasty.
He moved different.
You know, he moved different.
Some dudes just move different.
Yeah.
He moved different. Like, he built different.
Like, bruh, he moved different. The way he was doing his drills and coming out and hitting that damn dummy. You know what I'm saying? Weaving in and out of them damn dummies and hitting them with the swim move and his foot. I was like, woo.
That's like that. That's like that. The big boy from Texas that play in the middle.
The D tackle.
He moves differently like that.
Yeah.
The Bears are messing around to drive him, bro.
You never know. I'm not putting nothing past Poles no more.
I don't think we need that right now. There's other glaring needs, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think Dexter is legit.
I need an edge rusher.
Look how the offseason gone. Like, offense has been getting everything. Flew's a defensive coach. He like, all right, we're going to get the quarterback. We got Keenan Allen. We signed Gerald Everett. We got Swift. Hey, I need somebody on my side, bro. We just got a safety. So, yeah, I can definitely see that.
Shit, he got him on last year.
He was a safety, baby.
If you're talking about Flus going in, you know what I mean, on the hot seat somewhat, if it don't work out, I'm going to be like, hold up, I need somebody. Y'all need to give me something.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, keep that score low. Keep that score low. You know, he can sell it. He's like, hey, we don't want to put pressure on the rookie QB having shootouts. We want to have a good deal. It's going to be tough, man. I like being at number 9 that we saw last year, you're going to have some ballers on that board. And you're going to have your choice of who you can pick. You're going to be able to trade down. And they got a big decision. Like what you said, Dan, is like what the Texans did last year. They drafted CJ and they drafted Will Anderson.
Absolutely.
So they got the cornerstone on offense and the cornerstone on defense. And they could have who was on the board? They could have picked a wide receiver. Who else? Who came out?
Look what Baltimore did. Remember Baltimore? They got Ogden and they got Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
They were set for 15 years.
Yep. So the Bears in that situation after we drafted Darnell Wright last year at 10 because we moved down. What do we have? Mm-hmm. No, 11. I can't remember. But you know, so it's an exciting time to be a Bear fan, man. It's somber and it's exciting. That's the crazy part, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's good, you know, it's good that we have a situation where this guy, for once, the quarterback is going to be going into a situation where, you know, hey, you got a full cupboard, basically. You got weapons. You got a lot of stuff that you can utilize. So that's the best feeling to me, you know.
Yeah.
So, I ain't seen that happen before.
Very true. Very true. So what did you fellas take away from the pro day of Caleb Williams yesterday? Honest opinion.
I'll let Will go first.
I'll go. Pro days, to me, I don't really care about pro days. Like, but what I was reading all the non-football related stuff, the fact that Poles was there, the fact that he dapped up his dad, the fact that they already met with him, the fact that Keenan Allen was there. You know, I don't think they – like, I remember when John Fox was, like, front and center at Clemson's pro day for Deshaun Watson, and they picked Mitch Trubisky because the GM and the head coach weren't on board. I don't think that's the case, dude. I think, to me, it just let me know that this ain't no, we might draft Drake May. Nah, bro, that shit is dead. It was Justin or it was
Caleb
Williams. And they probably were conflicted about it for us, with like we were. But they made their decision, and it's Caleb Williams. It ain't no other quarterback, bro. Like, all you guys out there talking about Drake May and Jaden Daniels, nah, bro. To me, that's all it told me, that they were going to draft Caleb Williams. It was 100% for sure.
Facts.
You know, they didn't care about the pro day. They just wanted to meet with him. They ain't give a shit about it. They know he can throw the ball, bro.
Right. Right. Like, what are you going to see that you haven't seen already?
Yeah. Throwing USC shorts and T-shirt, bro.
All of these pro days are the same, man. It's only two pro days that really stick out to me as something different. And that was RG3. RG3 had a crazy pro day. It was nasty what he was able to do, the throws that he was making and stuff like that. And then Johnny Manziel's, his was different because, you know, you had the music and you had all this hoopla and, you know, it was Hollywood. It was real Hollywood, right? So that those two stuck out as different for me, and I was kind of impressed by them. He threw in pads that, you know, it was just something different that you didn't see. He was trying to make
helmet
himself
shoulder
look bigger,
pads.
Yeah. Helmet and shoulder pads on. You know what I mean? So he was doing something a little different. But all of these other pro days, they're all the same, man. It's scripted. You know, they've worked on this. They've been working on this for weeks now. So, you're not working against defense. You're in shorts and a T-shirt. You're just relaxing, having a good time. It's more about how they interact with people out there. You know what I mean? Trying to see them, talk to people and stuff like that, communicate, I guess. But, you know, I think it was a good pro day. You know what I mean? And it was to be expected. Everything that he did was expected.
That's a fact. You know, like I said, I wasn't expecting to see anything that I didn't already know about Caleb Williams. You know, I know he a dog. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody stated. What more do you need to see that we haven't seen on film? You know?
Right.
Again, like I said, me personally, I hope we get the 2022 Caleb Williams, not the 23 Caleb Williams when NIL hit. when them NIL checks hit, I don't want the 23 version. I want the 22 version when Dog was just incredible the year he won the Heisman Trophy. And
I will say is that,
go ahead.
What I will say is that what was impressive is his hand size.
Yeah.
He got like a 9 7/8 hand or something like that. So it's almost at 10. It's like, that's a big hand. He can spin the ball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he should have no issue spinning the ball. You know, and that's, he's got the arm strength, but the hands is where you want to spin the ball, like pop it out of your hand, right? So with that being the case, he shouldn't have an issue in Chicago of gripping the ball in cold weather and stuff like that.
Right. So.
So that's good to know.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, I hope we get the 22 version. Again, I think that's the version we will get because, again, you know, he has no other choice but to trust his receivers and the two receivers that he do have. And granted, we bring in a third, but, you know, the receivers that we do have is well-proven NFL guys, veterans, so. You know, I'm just hoping for the best. I'm hoping for the best this season. And, you know, like I said, we'll move forward supporting Caleb, and that be that. But now,
Tyler Scott, you better step your game up.
Absolutely. Now, to address all you hating ass bitches that's been sending shots at the throne, what y'all fail to realize is, outside of Twitter, we got this here pod, okay? And we can name you by name, Jacob Afonte, you fat little faggot. We can get you, okay, you little bitch. But we choose not to. You know, I think you shooting your shot at old girl and she kind of turning you down was bad enough. You know what I'm saying? You shot your shot, and cats like you don't get women like that, little boy. Don't you understand that? Don't no female want a man that looks like a 23-year-old dyke, okay? Nobody wants that. No woman in her right mind would want that. All right. Again, I could cut deeper, but I'm not gonna go there. I told you, we not gonna spare you, bro. You leave us the fuck alone, all right? Before we start pulling receipts, and these are from bought friends, okay? Don't do it, bro. Please.
Bought friends.
I got the screenshots, baby. Don't do it. Please don't. Stay in your lane, little boy. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane, because we don't come fucking with you. I didn't even know who you were. You know, you had gotten to it with Roy, you know what I'm saying, going back and forth, man. And we understand that you a young man, you know what I'm saying? You doing your thing. We understand that you a child. So we're not going to address you like that. You a child, man. We us three, we grown men. We make six figures. We live in nice-ass houses. We don't live in apartments. We don't live in townhouses. We buy houses. Okay? We buy houses. And we don't brag about this shit. You know what I'm saying? Will flip Will flip somebody off from his 2024 BMW. His 2024 Beamer. You know what I'm saying? This is we got real big man shit going on, folks. Like, for real.
And I don't even like to do that, bro.
I don't either.
But dude was like these broke Negroes. I'm like
bro.
Like, you don't know me, dog.
Little boy. Like, you don't know me, dog.
Straight up.
Like, this is for fun. This is fun. Yeah. We tweet and we on podcast for fun. We have a good time doing it. It's just like, you do what you want to do.
The funny thing about it is we've been approached by multiple money-making streams, avenues, corporations, and companies that love what we doing. And we say, nah, dog, this for the love. We can't be bought. Why? So we can say what the fuck we want
to
say.
Because exactly. So when you sell out, when you attach yourself to a network, like, people don't understand that you have to go. The part of our appeal is that we say what we want to say. Like, people be like, oh, you got a big account. I built mine on Grant. I ain't built it by being attached to
nobody.
Barstool or any other, you know what I mean? Like, it's just organically. And
it's
I can say what I want to say.
It's authentic, bro. Genuine.
Yeah, it's authentic. It's genuine. If I want to go at a media member that's out of place, I can do that. If you were part of a network, the people that own the network are like, well, how about, you know, you were talking to this guy, you were in his ass, you got to ease up, you know, those tapes, and, you know, you got to go with the... No, I just say what I want. I say what the hell I want to say. You know, we say what the hell we want
to
say, because we can't.
We're not attached to nobody else. We could, if we were attached to a Barstool, or we are attached to one of these networks, or whatever you want to call it, then yeah, numbers will probably be even higher. But you look at the numbers that we have right now, or followers or whatever, and we're not basing, we don't, that's not a goal. That's not my goal.
Yeah, it's not.
How many followers did I get today? That's not a goal of ours. You know what I mean?
All.
It's all organic. It's all real. You know what I'm saying? We're not sugarcoating stuff. We're not placating to anybody or any of that stuff. You know, it is what it is.
We're not beat writers, folks. We're not sports writers. Yeah. We're not beat writers. We three brothers who came together and decided to do our own thing without the powers that be in charge to tell us what we can and can't say.
That's
all right. Now, if you fuck with it, fuck with it. If you don't, get the fuck on. Plain and simple.
If you don't, then that's cool. You ain't got to. We don't.
Yeah, we ain't for you.
Exactly.
We don't care.
We not for everybody. We for the culture.
Right.
That's what y'all don't understand. We for the culture. All right. And if you don't, if you got a question and say, "What is the culture?" Then maybe you not a part of it. I'm just being real. What is the culture? Well, maybe you ain't a part of it. That's just real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We'll just
leave it at that. Again, like I said, we three brothers with 5,000 square foot homes, man. And this ain't nothing that anybody else has been in. This is something that's been built, that we've had constructed. Okay?
Right.
We drive new cars on the regular, folks. I've had countless. If you don't believe me, scroll through my damn thread. I'm in Benzes, Cadillacs. Beamers, this is what I own. This is what these brothers own. We ain't doing this, you know what I'm saying? And we three brothers that came from the ghetto, all right?
Yeah.
Three brothers that came from the ghetto that made it.
Yeah.
So if we running our own thing, what is that telling you? We don't need money. We ain't doing this for money.
Exactly.
We don't need it. We doing this for the love.
Yeah, we ain't doing it because I want to attach... I want to get hired on CGO, whatever the time. I ain't doing it because I want them to take me in.
Don't
you know what I mean? Like, seriously, or whatever network, not just them. I ain't taking
any
a shot
network.
At that. Right? So, right. I mean, right. Any other network. Right. Yeah.
Just name them.
It ain't,
just
name them. Just name them. I ain't got beef with y'all, whatever. But you know what I mean? Because I don't need the headache. I don't want to work for them and then have them tell me what to say. I just don't. It ain't even worth the trade off. That's how we feel. Like, it ain't worth the trade off. Because we had these discussions.
This is what people don't understand. Like when we get on here, we don't even have an idea what the conversation is about to be. It's not like we got on before and was like, hey, you talk about this, you bring out that point. Now, them networks, they do that type of stuff.
Because
we don't
it's
do
not
that.
Real.
It's all authentic, bro. What you got from me today is what I just thought of. I don't have no notes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'll pull something up. You know, if I'm looking up a stat or something, I'll pull that up. But I don't have, okay, I need to bring this out. I need, when Roy says this, I need to say this. When DeVore says this, I'm going to come back with this. That ain't how this works, bro. This is authentic. This is like you going to your barbershop, getting a haircut, and y'all in there talking about sports. That's how we talking about the Bears right now. That's how we do.
And that's a fact.
Ain't no agendas.
No.
Ain't no agenda, ain't no narrative, ain't none of that.
And we've been doing this for damn near 5 years now, folks. Damn near 5 years. It'll be 5 years in what, May?
And we still here. No matter how many times people hate.
We still here.
Do this, that, and the third, whatever.
But one thing,
all you want to, I don't care.
I do want to touch on one thing. And I said this was gonna happen. When this civil war was going on, I was like, hey bro, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, y'all ass still gonna be in Soldier Field cheering for the Chicago Bears.
Yep.
And people thought they were gonna get like an award, like Virginia McCaskey was gonna hand them like season tickets because they jumped on the Caleb train before everyone else. You don't get no award, bro. You don't get no award for crapping on your quarterback to hope you draft a quarterback. There is nothing to gain. You could be like, well, I got receipts, I was on it. Good for you. You want a cookie? Do you want me to create a trophy for you and hand it to you when I see you at a Bears game? Because no one gives a shit, bro. No one cares. Because when Caleb's here and everybody's wearing Caleb Williams jersey, you're going to be sitting in the corner like, they don't know I was on Caleb Williams week 4 of the 2023 season, bro. No one's going to give a shit. And now that y'all starting to see it, I seen people get mad I understand, like, shout out to Raider Barber. He was like, you guys are influenced. I have to sometimes remember I got 11,000 followers. I'm like, I'm going to create the narrative.
Right.
Justin's gone. Thank you for your service. We'll always love you. We'll always appreciate you. Yes, they did you dirty. Go Caleb Williams. And just like that, the script got flipped and a lot of people got mad. They wanted to stay in their feelings and keep arguing Justin Fields versus. No, but you can't flip now. Yes, the hell I can, because I'm a Bear fan. If he's a Bear, then I'm for Caleb. Exactly. I told you that shit from the jump.
You think
I'm not going to root against my quarterback?
Right.
He's my quarterback.
No.
If he's my quarterback, I'm like, I'm T.O. That's my quarterback, man.
That's my quarterback.
So it's over, bro.
We will point out when he does wrong or when there's something that needs to be pointed out, like we do with everybody, like we did with Anthony Miller, like we do with Roquan Smith, like we did with anybody.
Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson. Anybody that's on that team, we'll make mention of it if it needs to be mentioned.
Facts.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a fact.
So we
you know, that's what it is. But we don't actively root against and hope for somebody to fail. That's not how this works.
You guys know, like, I was in the Mitch Trubisky fan. When they put him back in, he's like, he's a starter. I posted the gym for Mitch Trubisky throwing the football. I was like, then we ride with Mitch.
Yeah, that's what it is.
He was the quarterback. So I'm like, I'm not watching the game talking about I hope he throw a pick six so I can be right. I wanted him to throw a touchdown. I wanted to win. I wasn't rooting against the guy. I'm like, I hope he throws 6 touchdowns. Shit. Y'all out here rooting against your quarterback. What the hell is wrong with you? Yeah, Where they do that at?
That's crazy.
Who raised you motherfuckers?
That's facts. That's facts.
Who raised y'all?
That's facts. Because again, like I posted a tweet earlier. I said they're more so Justin Fields haters than Bears fans. And, you know, they sole purpose to hate Justin Fields. Okay, well, now he ain't here no more. So who the fuck you gonna hate? He's gone. So who you gonna hate?
Yeah, let it go.
You know, you trying to gatekeep. And then you got the alleged or supposed self-proclaimed gatekeepers of the fandom. Who the fuck are you? Like, who the fuck are you? Like, man, get your bitch. Man, you'll get your ass on my goddamn face. I'll slap
the shit out
of you, dude.
Allison was like, motherfucker, I've been rooting for the Bears for 35 years.
Right.
She was like, you ain't gonna tell me you the hell I can root for. Get your little ass up out of here.
Just straight up. Like, motherfucker.
I'm rooting for Ty Collins.
Like, bro, some of these people are nuts. But see,
Caleb Henke.
What I want people to understand is when you're dealing with these Twitter trolls, okay, 9 times out of 10, these little motherfuckers are from ages 16 to 24, okay? And the age range of 16 to 24, and these little, every single one of these little minions, just like motherfucking Jacob Affonte and all of them, they all in a whole little crew, okay? Because they're all kids. They're all in a crew. And each and every one of them have about 50 to 60 burner accounts, all right?
Yes, they
so
do.
So when you see all these they little do. Burner accounts that's hitting and then keep liking somebody else's shit and all that, just go to the followers. See who they and see how many people they got following them. I'm pretty sure it's probably 300 and under, right? I'm pretty sure it's 300 and under.
And it's all the same people. And it's all burner accounts.
It's all burner accounts. Nobody
they get real
will post their face up there in that PFP. That's how you know it's a stone cold burner troll hater, okay? And that's
who was
what
the
they
guy,
do.
The guy complimented you, and I was like, bro, how am I supposed to take you serious when you got
an orangutan in your damn profile pic? Like, really, bro?
How
like,
am I supposed to take you seriously, my brother?
Stop. But that's what they
baby
do.
Picture or something.
And they all, so think about it. If you got about 20 to 50 people, and they all got about 60 burners each, right? And they all follow each other. You know what I'm saying? And they all follow each other and all follow their different accounts. Do you know that these same sick in the head individuals, these same children, right? They have a fucking chat group where they discuss all of us.
Yes.
They have a chat group.
Yes.
I mean, damn, we understand that y'all want to be us, okay? But you can't be us. We are like Eddie Kane talking to Flash. You want my spot, Flash? Huh? Flash, you want my spot? And I'm pretty sure, who's Flash? Who's Eddie Kane?
And if you don't know what we're talking about, then we ain't for you.
You ain't in the culture.
Exactly. You ain't in the culture. It just is what it is. You see what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
You're not for the culture.
You don't know who Eddie is.
Yeah, you're not for the culture. So, you know what I'm saying? It just is what it is. But these sick individuals, this is what they do. So, again, we don't pay attention to you trolls, man. We say thanks for the interaction. Thanks for the interaction and the conversation because, again, you running our shit up. And we all got blue checks.
And that's the thing. That's the thing. Sometimes I entertain these jokers, man.
Yeah,
and I ain't
just for the interaction.
You, because you run it up. I mean, if you want to quote tweet me all day long, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. You can quote tweet me all day long.
Somebody
pulled up a something that I did 2 years ago that I said 2 or 3 years ago. They're like, what are you in my what are you doing? Like,
just searching my whole.
Search that. You just got that sitting on your phone.
Like, damn,
just sitting on your phone with a perfect moment,
bro. You need to go work for KGB and go actually get paid to do this shit. You need to go work for the KGB, man. God damn.
The date of it said 2021.
Look at NSA spies.
Jesus.
I don't even remember that.
Bruh. It's so funny.
That's what it is, man.
Yeah, but it's so funny because, again, this is how you know you're dealing with kids. They the only motherfuckers with that type of time on their hands. Grown men ain't got shit like that going on.
I know.
Look, I got better shit to do.
No.
Look, I got money to make. But,
I come
know,
on there and say what's on my mind at that moment and I'm out. And exactly. I'm like.
You know, but they notorious to say.
I'm out. I'm like, I ain't got time to be.
They paid for a blue check. Actually, no, the motherfucker, the blue check pays for itself when dumb motherfuckers like you jump on my shit and create traffic. Yeah. So I don't pay shit. I get paid by Twitter.
Exactly.
I get paid by Twitter. Oh, that little $5. Okay, that's what you think. Okay, cool. Great.
And it's bigger than that because like, when I said like the one guy, he was actually being funny. He's actually cool. One of the guys, he's a Caleb guy, but he actually gets that we on board. He started saying, hey, these are great guys to follow. And all the Caleb haters started like, oh my God, not those guys. And I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because I understand like this season, we're going to start a YouTube page. I'm setting the shit up now. It's already. And I'm like, that's when you're going to start getting the YouTube money. So yes, hate me. Haters follow you too. Haters watch your videos too.
It all is the same.
It does. Colin Cowherd, like I realize I don't like Colin, but I get what he does. He says shit and people get mad at him, but they interact with him. He's getting clicks, he's getting views, people are watching him just to hate. They want to see what he has to say, even if they don't like him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you can't say everything that everybody's gonna like, right? You're gonna piss some people off, dude. You're gonna lose some people, you're gonna gain some followers. And you just gotta put the content out there. So if you care what we say. Because we're in your group chat, you take our little tweet and put it in your group chat and hate it. And then I know when it's a hate because, like, I'll post some shit and then, like, 30 comments and I'll just scroll through. I don't even reply to y'all, dumbass. I got better things to do with my time. So I'm like, I'd be looking, I'd be like, it was like, this account has been muted. So I'll unmute it to see who it is. And I'm like, oh, yeah, they're done. That's why I got unmuted. And I'd be like,
yeah, motherfuckers be coming.
A bunch of people I muted in the comments. I don't even see what you're saying, bro. I don't care what you got to say. I don't even care you exist. And I'm just like, oh, that's some dumb shit. Go back to mute.
Motherfuckers coming out of the sewer, bro. That's all it is. Like Dan posted that pic. Motherfuckers coming out of the sewer, bro. All this time.
Every time, dude.
And King Mac. Here you come. You almost there, baby. I love you, but you almost there. You almost there is labeled as the ultimate troll. You almost there.
Hey, he
trolling Mac times is he's a sick individual. That's a sick individual.
Mac trolling that he does. Hey, shout out to Mac though. He's my boy. But hey, he start getting the interactions like he never seen in his life, yes, when he starts tweeting about Justin Fields and Caleb Williams.
Yes.
He wasn't getting no traction talking about Moncada and the weak ass White Sox. The best thing about the White Sox is y'all hat. I give y'all that. That shit's dope. Everything else about the White Sox suck. I still rock a White Sox hat in Cali. I won't do it in Chicago. David, like, you a Sox fan? Hell no. This shit just matched my 11s.
That's it.
That's the only reason I get it. And it's Chicago. That's it. That's the only reason I'm wearing this hat.
We love you, Mac. We love you, man. But you
are,
wouldn't
get no traction.
You are the ultimate troll. You got to be the ultimate troll. That's why I love you when it comes to Bears season. I love you when it comes to Bears season.
The ultimate troll.
You'll get it going.
I'm going to see what type of trolling you do next year.
He's the ultimate deflector.
We got to hop on Bad Guys Radio again.
Yeah.
I'm going to see what type of trolling you do next year.
Mac is the ultimate deflector. He will take your question and then spin it and ask you a question off of the question. Like, but then give you no answer. Like, Mac, that ain't what I asked you, man. I asked for a question.
I just stopped paying attention, bro. I think I came across his account and I looked at it and you know, for like, I think it was my, I counted down. I scrolled down a little bit. I think it was about like 12 straight just bashing Justin Fields. I'm like, he's traded, bro. He's been traded now for days and we still talking. What are you doing? Like, why are you still trolling the dude? It is what it is, though.
Currency. That's currency.
He's showing up the Steeler. Public events.
You don't like what I said. I said you couldn't get no traction. That's why he can't stand me. I don't do that for traction.
I know.
You do it for traction.
Yeah, you do.
I don't do it for traction, nigga.
You have no interaction.
You know you want some interaction.
Hey.
The only way you can get in this Bears Twitter is by doing what you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah. That's currency spitter.
Them Tim Anderson tweets weren't getting no traction.
He said
Justin Fields. It was like, boom.
He don't like that. When I start getting on Tim Anderson, he don't like that.
That's all love, man. That's all love, Mac. We love you, dog.
Love, man.
You funny
bad
as hell.
Bad Guy Radio, man. We like y'all.
Shout out to Bad Guy Radio, man. So that's all I got for this week until, you know, something else transpire. But until then, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. It's going to be quiet until the draft because free agency ain't nothing really on the market. Oh, yeah, I was going to say that if we go wide receiver, what you could do is if Yannick Ngakoue is healthy, you can just bring him back
and let him go on the other side.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, yeah. That's so true. They might already have that once he's healthy because he got injured. So I don't know how long he's going to be out, but, you know. So, yeah, it's going to be some stuff. The draft is going to be exciting, dude. And so, like, I'm telling people, as one a guy that was an avid Justin Fields supporter, bro, it is okay to let it go. You know what I mean? It's like a breakup.
It's fine.
She left you, bro. Get over it. She with a new dude. Like, you got to let it go. Don't be creating burner accounts.
Right.
calling her from block numbers. It's over. Go. You got a new girl.
And whatever. I don't know if it's legit or not. I think it's a Caleb
supporter.
Sexual.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's one of those people that created this petition.
Oh my God, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
That's ugly. That's so stupid. If that's a legitimate Justin Fields supporter, we don't want you to support Justin Fields no more.
Yeah, that's shit.
We think you should get some help.
You gotta go petition him back, bro.
I'm not gonna speak for nobody else. I think you should get some help.
I do too. If you
legitimately created a petition for people to sign to negate the deal that was done and reverse it, you need some help. You need real help. Please.
Yeah, you do.
May God have mercy on your soul.
If you're still bashing Justin Fields and he ain't even a Bear no more, you need help as well.
Yeah. Get over that shit, man.
Why you bashing the Steelers quarterback, bro?
It's over with.
It's over, bro. Bro's like, oh, Justin Fields. Kidding. Like, bro, what the? Why the hell do you care? Like, do you hear me out here trashing Mr. Trubisky?
Nah, man, that shit done.
I don't give a shit. He done. As soon as he went to the Bills, I was like, all right, good luck.
Fuck it. So be it. See ya.
We don't. Fuck it. Whatever. Next.
See ya, nigga.
This guy work.
You still got guys like me that think Mitch Trubisky still be good at some point. Oh, he's still gonna be an all pro soon. Watch.
I told you, VB.
You just watch.
He'd be at the bottom of the 24 pack, bro.
Right now.
He'd be at the bottom of the 24 pack at that time. He'd be. That's why I was like, man, I just muted his drunk ass. Like, bro, just get away. Go on. No more drunk tweets. I'm tired of your drunk tweets.
Yeah,
drunk motherfucker.
Yeah, he was still on that Mitch thing. I was like, bro, he's the third string quarterback. Where's he at right now? He went back to Buffalo.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's it. Dude. I mean, it is what it is.
Fuck it. That's the game.
Josh Allen likes him, dude. That's half the time. It's the backup quarterback job to be friends with the quarterback. You know,
right?
Josh Allen
likes him. So
somebody got to keep his coat warm. Shit.
Somebody got to. Yeah, you got to help him prepare for the week. You know.
So be it.
Yeah, he got some starts. You know, that's a quarterback. That's a backup quarterback you want. He got hella starts. Played in playoff games. You know, a little athletic. Yeah, you can work with it. Ain't nobody hating on Mitch. See that? We didn't even hate no Mitch. We like, hey, dude, I wish him. I'm glad. And I knew he was going to be in the NFL. I just saw that he wasn't a starter. I was like, he's going to stay in the NFL. Right. He's going to have a 12-year, 15-year career. He's going to be in the NFL as long as he wants to be in the NFL. He's a good kid. Yep. He's athletic. He kind of has an arm. He has a bunch of starts. He'll stay in the NFL for 15 years if you want to. He'll make some starts here and there. But he ain't no franchise quarterback. And that's all, like, when we saw it, we were just like, he ain't no franchise quarterback.
That's it.
That's it. Ain't no hate. He just wasn't it.
So be it.
He just wasn't it. So be it. And move on to the next one. If Justin ain't it, then so be it. Move on to Caleb.
That's it.
Caleb ain't it. Oh, so what? We're going to move on to the next one.
Move on to the next one. So be it.
That's it, bro. So that's it. All I got, man. Thank y'all for rocking with us. Be patient. It's an exciting time to be a Bear fan. Let's enjoy it, bro.
That's a fact.
And stay tuned for that YouTube channel that's coming, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Till then. Peace.
Till then.
Take it easy.
Peace.